Berufsvorbereitende Bildungsgänge, Abschlussprüfung Englisch, Hauptprüfung 2026. Teil 1.
Listening Comprehension Test. You will hear each recording twice. After each listening, you will have time to complete your answers. Task 1. You now have time to read the assignments.
Imagine you have one free year before starting to work. What would you do with that time? Many young people use a gap year to travel, study, or work on new projects. Let's listen to five students explaining what they choose to do.
Speaker 1, Sandy.
Hi, my name is Sandy. When I finished school, I wanted to do something meaningful before starting university. I didn't want to just stay at home. I joined a small project in Ghana in Africa where I helped at a school in a village. Most days I read stories with children, played games with them outside, and sometimes I helped in the kitchen too. It wasn't paid, but I felt proud because I was part of something useful and could see the children learning and smiling. I met people from different countries who also came to help, and together we became like a little family. We shared stories, cooked meals together, and learned about each other's cultures. During those months, I learned a lot about patience, teamwork, and understanding people from different backgrounds. It was an experience I will never forget, and it made me feel more confident about trying new things in the future.
Speaker 2, John.
Hello, I am John. Exercise is my life, so when I took a gap year, I trained every day. I joined a special training for young athletes, where we had fitness lessons in the morning and competitions at the weekend. Sometimes the exercises were very difficult, and I felt tired, but it was also exciting to push myself and improve. I didn't travel far during the year, but I learned a lot about discipline, teamwork, and staying healthy. By the end of the year, I was stronger, faster, and even won a local medal in one of the competitions. I'm really happy I spent the time doing something I love and following my passion.
Speaker 3, Lily.
Hey, my name is Lily. My dream has always been to speak Spanish, so I spent half a year in Madrid. I stayed with a local family, went to language school every morning, and in the afternoons I practiced by talking with people in cafes and shops. At first, it was difficult, but slowly I understood more and more. I also learned a lot about Spanish culture, food, and traditions. By the end, I could have long conversations without problems. It gave me so much confidence, and now I feel ready to use it in my future studies. I also made friends from other countries, and we still keep in touch and share our experiences.
Speaker 4, Max.
Hello everyone, I am Max. I wanted to get experience in the area I want to study later. I found a place in an office where I helped with documents, made phone calls, and learned how to use special computer programs. I didn't earn any money, but I learned so many new things about how companies work. This time really opened my eyes to what office life is like, and now I feel more prepared for the future. I can also use this work experience for my CV.
Speaker 5, Ava.
Hi there, it's Ava. I didn't want to stay in my own country, so I decided to go abroad. First, I found a seasonal job picking fruit on a farm in Australia. It was hard, especially in the sun, but it gave me enough money to go and see the other parts of the country. After working, I visited big cities, met new friends, and saw amazing nature like the Great Barrier Reef. The balance was great. Sometimes working, sometimes exploring. It was the best mix of responsibility and freedom I could imagine.
Now listen to the recording again.
Imagine you have one free year before starting to work. What would you do with that time? Many young people use a gap year to travel, study, or work on new projects. Let's listen to five students explaining what they choose to do.
Speaker 1, Sandy.
Hi, my name is Sandy. When I finished school, I wanted to do something meaningful before starting university. I didn't want to just stay at home. I joined a small project in Ghana in Africa where I helped at a school in a village. Most days I read stories with children, played games with them outside, and sometimes I helped in the kitchen too. It wasn't paid, but I felt proud because I was part of something useful and could see the children learning and smiling. I met people from different countries who also came to help, and together we became like a little family. We shared stories, cooked meals together, and learned about each other's cultures. During those months, I learned a lot about patience, teamwork, and understanding people from different backgrounds. It was an experience I will never forget, and it made me feel more confident about trying new things in the future.
Speaker 2, John.
Hello, I am John. Exercise is my life, so when I took a gap year, I trained every day. I joined a special training for young athletes where we had fitness lessons in the morning and competitions at the weekend. Sometimes the exercises were very difficult and I felt tired, but it was also exciting to push myself and improve. I didn't travel far during the year, but I learned a lot about discipline, teamwork, and staying healthy. By the end of the year, I was stronger, faster, and even won a local medal in one of the competitions. I'm really happy I spent the time doing something I love and following my passion.
Speaker 3, Lily.
Hey, my name is Lily. My dream has always been to speak Spanish, so I spent half a year in Madrid. I stayed with a local family, went to language school every morning, and in the afternoons I practiced by talking with people in cafes and shops. At first, it was difficult, but slowly I understood more and more. I also learned a lot about Spanish culture, food, and traditions. By the end, I could have long conversations without problems. It gave me so much confidence, and now I feel ready to use it in my future studies. I also made friends from other countries, and we still keep in touch and share our experiences.
Speaker 4, Max.
Hello everyone, I am Max. I wanted to get experience in the area I want to study later. I found a place in an office where I helped with documents, made phone calls, and learned how to use special computer programs. I didn't earn any money, but I learned so many new things about how companies work. This time really opened my eyes to what office life is like, and now I feel more prepared for the future. I can also use this work experience for my CV.
Speaker 5, Ava.
Hi there, it's Ava. I didn't want to stay in my own country, so I decided to go abroad. First, I found a seasonal job picking fruit on a farm in Australia. It was hard, especially in the sun, but it gave me enough money to go and see the other parts of the country. After working, I visited big cities, met new friends, and saw amazing nature like the Great Barrier Reef. The balance was great. Sometimes working, sometimes exploring. It was the best mix of responsibility and freedom I could imagine.
Task 2. You now have time to read the assignments.
This is Radio Sundance. Welcome to Our World and Us, with me, your host, Jim Holder. Today's topic, online dating. It seems the golden age of dating apps is over. User numbers go down, especially younger people lose interest in online dating. Some online romance companies have lost a lot of users and money. A big dating app company fired 30% of their employees last year. Here with us is Kasia Kovach, who is tired of online dating and wants to tell us why. Hi, Kasia.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I completely stopped using dating apps and moved away from online dating about 6 months ago.
Kasia, that sounds sad. What happened?
No, I am not sad. You could say, I woke up. I feel much better now than I did last year when I tried to find love online. See, Jim, I searched for a serious relationship and a lot of people contacted me. I wrote hundreds of texts to get to know them. There were some men that seemed very interesting and nice, that had the same hobbies as me. It was exciting to get to know them, and I was very hopeful at the beginning. But it never worked out in real life.
That sounds like a lot of screen time.
Of course, a lot of wasted time. In a few cases, I even met someone for a real date. Once, I texted with a guy named Chris, and I really thought he was my soulmate. I drove for 4 hours to meet him, and what did I find out at the date? He was married.
No way.
True story, Jim. Plus, I found out that some dating apps are programmed in a way that does not really help you to find the right person. They always make you look at more profiles. They want you to keep searching for someone better. Because only if you stay interested in somebody new, you pay for the services they offer.
So, you've given up on love?
Thanks to my friends, I have not. They told me to visit a BODA event.
What's that?
It stands for Board of Dating Apps. Those are in-person dating events for people who want real conversations. And believe it or not, but 2 months ago, I met someone very special there.
Okasia, that's great. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now it's your turn. Call the studio and tell us about your dating app stories.
Now listen to the recording again.
This is Radio Sundance. Welcome to Our World and Us, with me, your host, Jim Holder. Today's topic, online dating. It seems the golden age of dating apps is over. User numbers go down. Especially younger people lose interest in online dating. Some online romance companies have lost a lot of users and money. A big dating app company fired 30% of their employees last year. Here with us is Kasia Kovach, who is tired of online dating and wants to tell us why. Hi, Kasia.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I completely stopped using dating apps and moved away from online dating about 6 months ago.
Kasia, that sounds sad. What happened?
No, I am not sad. You could say I woke up. I feel much better now than I did last year when I tried to find love online. See, Jim, I searched for a serious relationship and a lot of people contacted me. I wrote hundreds of texts to get to know them. There were some men that seemed very interesting and nice, that had the same hobbies as me. It was exciting to get to know them, and I was very hopeful at the beginning. But it never worked out in real life.
That sounds like a lot of screen time.
Of course, a lot of wasted time. In a few cases, I even met someone for a real date. Once, I texted with a guy named Chris, and I really thought he was my soulmate. I drove for 4 hours to meet him, And what did I find out at the date? He was married.
No way.
True story, Jim. Plus, I found out that some dating apps are programmed in a way that does not really help you to find the right person. They always make you look at more profiles. They want you to keep searching for someone better. Because only if you stay interested in somebody new, you pay for the services they offer.
So, you've given up on love?
Thanks to my friends, I have not. They told me to visit a BODA event.
What's that?
It stands for Board of Dating Apps. Those are in-person dating events for people who want real conversations. And believe it or not, but 2 months ago, I met someone very special there.
Okasia, that's great. Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now it's your turn. Call the studio and tell us about your dating app stories.
Task 3. You now have time to read the assignments.
Hello. Wow, it's great that there's an information desk here. My phone battery is very low, so I cannot use it. But I need to go to King's Cross Station. Can you tell me how to get there?
Good afternoon. Of course. That's my job. Let me have a look. Okay. So you need to change trains once. The first train you can get from here leaves at 3:30. It is a fast train, and it leaves from platform 11. After about 25 minutes, you need to change trains at Bank Station. There you need to get out of the train and go to the London Underground. That's the subway system of London. Take the Northern Line heading to Edgware. It's 8 stops from Bank Station to King's Cross.
Sorry, what do you mean by Northern Line?
That's the Black Line. We do not use numbers for our underground lines here in London. Every line has its own name and colour.
All right, I like that. Oh, but I heard the underground trains are very full. Should I make a reservation for a seat?
Well, you are right. They can be quite full. But it is not possible to book seats in the underground. I'm sorry.
All right, I guess it will be okay for me to stand if I cannot find a free seat. How long is the ride?
A train ride to King's Cross is 37 minutes. So, you arrive at 4:07.
That's fast. I would like to buy a ticket for that route. Can I buy it here? As I said, I cannot use my phone.
Unfortunately, I can't sell it to you, but you can use the ticket machine over there. Go straight ahead, then turn left. The machine is just around the corner.
All right, I will go there. How much is one ticket?
A single ticket costs £3.10.
Okay, nice. I thought it would be more expensive. Thank you for your help. Now I need to hurry. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a good time in London.
I will.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hello. Wow, it's great that there's an information desk here. My phone battery is very low, so I cannot use it. But I need to go to King's Cross Station. Can you tell me how to get there?
Good afternoon. Of course. That's my job. Let me have a look. Okay. So you need to change trains once. The first train you can get from here leaves at 3:30. It is a fast train and it leaves from platform 11. After about 25 minutes, you need to change trains at Bank Station. There you need to get out of the train and go to the London Underground. That's the subway system of London. Take the Northern Line heading to Edgware. It's 8 stops from Bank Station to King's Cross.
Sorry, what do you mean by Northern Line?
That's the Black Line. We do not use numbers for our underground lines here in London. Every line has its own name and colour.
All right, I like that. Oh, but I heard the underground trains are very full. Should I make a reservation for a seat?
Well, you are right. They can be quite full. But it is not possible to book seats in the underground. I'm sorry.
All right, I guess it will be okay for me to stand if I cannot find a free seat. How long is the ride?
A train ride to King's Cross is 37 minutes. So, you arrive at 4:07.
That's fast. I would like to buy a ticket for that route. Can I buy it here? As I said, I cannot use my phone.
Unfortunately, I can't sell it to you, but you can use the ticket machine over there. Go straight ahead, then turn left. The machine is just around the corner.
All right, I will go there. How much is one ticket?
A single ticket costs £3.10.
Okay, nice. I thought it would be more expensive. Thank you for your help. Now I need to hurry. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a good time in London.
I will.
This is the end of part one, the listening comprehension.